I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Fighting the Good Fight When You Don't Feel Like It. There are days when serving God feels exciting, our prayers seem alive, our faith feels strong, and we believe we can conquer anything. Then there are the other days. The days when we're tired, the days when we're discouraged, the days when we wonder if anything we're doing even matters, the day when we don't feel inspired. Those are the days that reveal what our faith is really built on. Too often we think Christian life runs on inspiration. We wait until we feel like praying. We wait until we feel like reading God's word. We wait until we feel like serving someone. But feelings make terrible leaders. Feelings come and go, just like the weather. God's truth does not. The Apostle Paul knew exactly what it meant to keep going when life became difficult. Near the end of his life, sitting in a prison cell awaiting execution, he wrote these powerful words, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." That's 2 Timothy 4:7. Notice what Paul didn't say here. He didn't say, "I enjoyed every minute." He didn't say, "I always felt motivated." He didn't say, "Everything worked out the way I wanted." He said, "I fought." A fight is hard. A fight requires endurance. A fight leaves you exhausted. Yet Paul continued because his commitment was greater than his comfort. Sometimes we confuse inspiration with obedience. God never promised we'd always feel inspired. He simply calls us to be faithful. Paul encouraged Timothy, "Fight the good fight. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called." 1 Timothy 6:12. Notice that Paul calls it a fight of faith, not a fight of feelings. Faith often means doing the right thing long before emotions catch up. Jesus himself demonstrated this in the Garden of Gethsemane. The night before the cross, he prayed, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross. He chose obedience over emotion. He chose the Father's will over his own comfort. If our Savior experienced that struggle, why should we expect our own journey to be any different? There will be mornings when we don't feel like opening our Bible. Read it anyway. There'll be Sundays when you don't feel like going to church. Go anyway. There'll be seasons when your prayers feel like they're bouncing off the ceiling. Pray anyway. There will be times when doing good seems unnoticed. Serve anyway. Faithfulness isn't measured by excitement. It's measured by perseverance. Isaiah reminds us where true strength comes from. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. Notice something beautiful. God doesn't promise we'll never go tired. He promises he will renew the tired. Sometimes renewal doesn't happen before we start walking. It happens while we're walking. God often meets us in the middle of obedience. Galatians gives us another promise we desperately need. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at a proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Galatians 6:9. The harvest belongs to those who don't quit. Not those who are already inspired. Not those who never struggle. Those who simply refuse to give up. I think about athletes who train before sunrise. Farmers who work in fields they won't harvest for months. Parents who love their children through sleepless nights, they do not rely on inspiration every day. They rely on commitment. The Christian life is much the same. There are moments when God gives us mountaintop experiences. Treasure those moments. But most of life is lived, well, in the valleys, where faith becomes a daily choice rather than an emotional high. Hebrews encourages us, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Hebrews 12:1-2. The key isn't looking at how tired we are. The key is looking at Jesus. The more we focus on our discouragement, the heavier it becomes. The more we focus on Christ, the more we remember why we started. Perhaps today you're exhausted. Perhaps you've been praying for years with no visible answers. Perhaps you've been serving faithfully without recognition. Perhaps you're wondering if you have enough strength for one more day. Hear these words from Paul. "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.